and welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In this episode, we talk about February 17th in BTS history. It's the day before Hobi's birthday. And also Song Request by Yi Sera featuring Suga, which was released in January 2019. But first, BTS activity in the past week. This will cover Saturday, February 8th to Friday, February 15th, Korean Standard Time. It was a quiet week. J-Hope is no doubt gearing up for his tour, and Jin is working on secret things, I'm sure. We did get new dance challenge videos from J-Hope as he counts down to his Seoul concerts. He did Rock Steady by Megan Thee Stallion and Flo Milli, and a great B-Boy dance interpretation of a Kendrick Lamar song, which he posted the day after Kendrick's excellent Super Bowl halftime show performance. And a second video of him leading work to the soundtrack of Kendrick's Super Bowl performance itself. J-Hope also posted his first selfie video TikTok earlier last week, which used a Super Mario filter, teasing ARMY with a glimpse of his naked shoulders. Finally, Hobi shared his teaser video and cover photos for his upcoming issue of W Korea. It seems he's throwing down the gauntlet, or at least wearing them. Speaking of Hobi, the online streaming tickets for his Seoul concert dates are for sale on Weverse, so if you want to virtually join in the fun on all or any of the Seoul concerts, you can peruse your options on the Weverse shop. Jin posted photos on Weverse and Instagram of his latest items from ALO, which included a nice gray cable knit sweater and a custom fuzzy jacket with his name written huge on the back. Run Jin Episode 21, Variety Show Extravaganza Part 2, also aired on YouTube. It wraps up the variety show games with Korean comedians and Eun Kwon from B2B. February 17th in BTS history. It's the day before J-Hope's birthday. Let's find out what BTS have historically been up to as we lead into the celebrations for the week. February 17th, 2013. It's pre-debut. RM tweets to let everyone know that their fan cafe is open. Around this time, Jin was also already modeling for Etude House Korea. The most important event, in my opinion, on this day is that Suga films his first log. However, RM doesn't let him know peace, and he's in the background freestyling and goofing off the whole time, to the point where Suga can't be heard and can't keep a train of thought. You can find this log on their YouTube channel, or on Bangtan Sub's channel with translations. It's very cute. I have my own speculation as to why it took Suga a month and a half to introduce himself, while all other members, except V, had already done so. Based on the information we got in 2020 about some of the history of Suga's shoulder injury, and when it had occurred, and the initial somewhat inadequate treatment, I believe that Suga was likely in a sling for most, if not all, of January 2013. February 17th, 2014. It's the day after the school love affair comeback. They're recording Ariorang Simply K-pop, with RM as a special MC that day. RM, J-Hope, Suga, and Jimin all tweet selfies and thank yous to ARMYs who attended. February 17th, 2015. They have a concert in Nagoya, Japan. Jimin tweets a selfie, then tweets another one with Suga giving him unimpressed looks in the background. RM also has a Twitter conversation with the creator of Crossy Road Games, asking for toys. Airing on TV that day is the Spring Festival Global Gala that they performed at in China. February 17th, 2016. It's the Gaon Chart K-pop Awards. A lot of selfies are tweeted both before and after the show. This is also when the Bangtan Bob called BTS at 5th Gaon Chart K-pop Awards is filmed. It was released on July 3rd, later that same year, and you can find a subtitled version on the Bangtan Sub's website. Just before midnight, BTS do a live stream on VLive, celebrating J-Hope's birthday as the clock strikes. The younger members speak informally to him, and he threatens to throw cake at them. February 17th, 2017. The song Not Today is released. I really love that song. It's one of my go-to cheer myself on songs. BTS are rehearsing for the Wings tour. Once again, just before midnight, J-Hope turns on VLive for a livestream, eventually joined by Jin, JK, V, and Jimin. RM and Suga are in a meeting, so they take the opportunity to speak informally about them while they can't do anything about it. February 17th, 2018. Abema TV in Japan airs an interview with Jimin and J-Hope that they filmed earlier in the month. Jin calls J-Hope an hour before midnight to wish him happy birthday because he was too tired to stay up until midnight to do so. J-Hope confides in ARMY the next day that he thinks it's because Jin had been out drinking with a friend because he sounded tipsy. February 17th, 2019. They have a concert in Fukuoka, Japan. You can see parts of it in Break the Silence Episode 3. Jin tweets selfies. Once again, J-Hope does a late-night live stream from his hotel room as the clock nears his birthday. V drops by a bit to flirt with him and then leaves and says he'll return at midnight. In this live stream, Hopi specifically thanks fans for their donations that they made to charity in celebration of his birthday and how touched and grateful he is for it. At midnight, BTS arrived to cause absolute chaos. Well, except Suga, because he fell asleep. You can watch this old VLive and all others on Weverse now. It's a fun watch. You can also see part of the chaos in the Bangtan bomb called Hobi's Surprise Birthday Party, which was released a month later on March 16th. February 17th, 2020. J-Hope posts a photo of himself on the beach and some photos of his studio on Weverse. And you guessed it, he goes live about a half hour before midnight to celebrate his birthday. V gave him a bracelet this year, and Jin gave him a cardigan-style jacket. Jin was late to practice because he was buying it and presented it as his excuse. February 17th, 2021. J-Hope works until 10 p.m., but manages to post selfies earlier than that to let everybody know that once again he'll be doing a live stream at 11 p.m. to be there at midnight to celebrate his birthday. He actually had to make several attempts at the live because Weverse kept crashing, and he eventually ended up doing a YouTube live stream instead of a Weverse one. He shows off his framed photo of Dynamite's Billboard Hot 100 number one status. He's been reading the book There Are No Bad People in the World by Won Jae-hoon. And we'll see this come up in his future song of the same name in Korean, but also called Stop in English on the Jack in the Box album. February 17th, 2022. J-Hope posts a photo of a cake box and strawberries that Jin gifted to him. He also posts a photo of a gold toilet bowl brush that Jin gifted to him. V is active on Weverse, posting a photo of a hard-boiled egg and making a pun, as well as behind-the-scene photos from the Chaco Webtoon promo shoot. Suga posts a clip of a basketball game on Instagram. J-Hope posts photos of Gwangju and, of course, J-Hope does a livestream just before midnight. He had dinner with friends and drank champagne earlier that evening. February 17th. 2023. RM does a live stream just after midnight. He's in his studio because he came in to record, but is feeling lazy and decided to do a live stream instead. He shows ARMY his white hair that's usually covered up by dye. He's amazed that Suga is doing a solo tour because RM himself found 10 songs at Rolling Hall difficult. RM teases that he's been having fun at new experiences, but he can't talk about it yet. I have a feeling this was part of his work on Right Place, Wrong Person. At one point, RM leans too far to the right and reveals that he has a bruise on his neck, leading ARMY to ask if he has a hickey. He claims it's a CrossFit injury, and this will lead to a few weeks of ARMY jokes about who exactly is named CrossFit. RM recently archived all his Instagram posts because he wanted to clear his feed. He decides to go record and ends the live. On Instagram, RM recommends the song Paris by Koda the Friend. He also shares a photo of a signed album that he received from Ryuichi Sakamoto. The documentary J-Hope in the Box is released on Weverse and Disney Plus on this day. J-Hope and Suga are both very busy also in 2023 on this day. They film J-Hope's episode of Suchita, which is episode 14, if you want to look it up on YouTube. Jimin was also filming something this day and was at the company. It's possibly also when Suga and J-Hope filmed the J-Hope in the Box and Suga Road to D-Day in cinemas worldwide announcement videos, as well as the Bangtan Bob called J-Hope and Jimin's challenge video shoot sketch, featuring Suga and V, and also the Haegum dance challenge Suga did with J-Hope, which means it was also when they filmed the Bangtan Bob called Haegum challenge video shoot sketch. And finally, true to tradition, about 15 minutes before midnight, J-Hope does a Weverse live to celebrate his birthday. He shows off his photo folio that has just come out, and also teases the upcoming project Hope on the Street, which he's nearly finished filming. It's a very long live stream, so I won't mention too much from it. But J-Hope's been very busy, and his birthday plans for the next day are to hang out with Jimin. Jimin arrives, and they have a little dance party in J-Hope's studio. Jimin leaves after a quick visit, but peers later in comments to joke around more. Suga is also active in the comments, and J-Hope shows off the cake that Suga got him on the Suchita episode.
February 17th, 2024.
Because J-Hope is in the military in 2024, we do not get a birthday livestream just before midnight. However, during his phone time, J-Hope manages to post photos of his happy birthday signs that he's seen in his travels and includes a selfie. And that wraps up this day in BTS history. We'll have to see this year if J-Hope continues the tradition of doing a live stream about 15 minutes before the clock strikes midnight. Song discussion. Song request by Issa Rae featuring Suga of BTS. Song request by Issa Rae was released on January 22nd, 2019. This week, we're doing something a little different, since we'll be talking about a song by another artist that only features a BTS member. Now, naturally, that means that I'll be talking about this song with a particular focus on Suga's part, but that doesn't mean that I'll be ignoring the main artist or the rest of the song. So let's first learn about Issa Rae, and then the writer behind this particular song, and how Suga came to feature on this release. Issa Rae is a ballad singer. She debuted in 1993, coincidentally the year Suga was born. Initially a member of the jazz group Strange People, she then went on to have a solo career starting in 1995. In 2011, she featured on a solo track by rapper Tablo of Epic High entitled Home from his album Fever's End. And this is important because Song Request was written by Tablo, and that's also how Suga ended up featuring. Some of this might be old news to some of you, but it's never good to assume everyone has the same amount of knowledge, so let me briefly digress to explain the importance of Epic High and Tablo in BTS history. Epic High is a three-member hip-hop group formed in 2001, consisting of Tablo, Mithra Jin, and DJ Two Cuts. Their fan base is called High School. Epic High and Tablo in particular are known for their social commentary with themes of religion, education, and also heartbreak and self-help. And if you enjoy Suga's solo albums, but haven't checked out Epic High, I strongly suggest you do. You can also hear Tablo on RM's song All Day from the album Indigo. But I'm getting way ahead of myself. Back in 2005, Epic High released a song called Fly, which was on their albums Swan Songs, and the re-release a year later called Black Swan Songs. Initially, Swan Songs was meant to be their last album. The trio hadn't found the success they'd been hoping for with their first two albums, Map of the Human Soul and High Society, and figured it might be time to throw in the towel. However, the lead single, Fly, from Swan Songs, became a huge hit. Eventually, Fly made its way to Suga and RM's ears, during their middle school years. Both rappers credit Fly as a major source of their inspiration to become rappers. They made no secret of this, both pre-debut and post-debut, always speaking highly of Epic High and how much they were inspired by the trio. Epic High is also referenced more than once in BTS's 2014 song, Hip Hop File or Hip Hop Lover. Eventually, this admiration reached the ears of Epic High themselves, and they met up backstage at a music show on November 6, 2014. Epic High kept in touch, gifting RM a signed album in 2016. They weren't particularly close yet, but they were also no longer strangers. And most importantly, Epic High was listening to BTS, just as BTS was listening to them. So now we come back to Song Request, which was written by Tablo for Issa Rae in late 2016. Initially, she asked Tablo to feature as the rapper on it, but Tablo realized that he knew another voice that would be even better, and he recommended Suga. Suga was surprised, because they weren't close at the time, but he immediately agreed. However, perhaps out of nerves, he admits that he tried a little too hard in the initial 2017 recording, which he recorded during the Wings tour. The song, for reasons unknown to me, then sat on a shelf for over a year, and when they took it back off the shelf, Suga decided to re-record his part. His voice had lowered even more since 2017, and perhaps in the meantime, he had formed a firmer friendship with Tablo,
and gotten over those nerves that interfered in the first recording. The two are good friends to this day, and you can learn about their shared history and Tablo's career on episode 5 of Suchita, Suga's talk show on the Bangtan TV YouTube channel. Even though he re-recorded in 2018 to suit his more relaxed older tone, Suga's verse still consisted of the same words that he wrote back in 2016. Because the song was shelved for so long initially, Suga actually thought that it wasn't going to come out, so he wrote a very similar rap structure for his verse in Outro Her. You can watch Suga re-record the feature in the Bangtan Bomb titled Suga's Song Request Recording Behind, which was posted on March 11, 2019, 2.5 months after the song's release. The song itself fits well with both Epic High and BTS's favorite themes to write about, as it's about finding comfort and companionship in music. The first verse, that Tablo writes, has Lisa Ra not being able to sleep, with the silence and the lonely sound of her heart making her go crazy. So she turns on the radio and finds someone singing a sad story much like her own. In the chorus, Lisa Ra sings her request to the DJ to play her a song to make her smile, or a song to make her cry, so that she might forget the person that she's either pining for or who broke her heart, and experience some catharsis. Suga comes in on verse 2. Let's talk briefly about the music video. Suga doesn't appear in the music video. Back in pre-2022 days, BTS never appeared in music videos for songs that they featured in by other artists. The most we'd get would be either a drawing or, for instance, Suga's hand and thigh animated in IU's song 8. The music video for Song Request follows a woman and a man both finding comfort in the radio. But I feel like this music video still has a representation of Suga in it, because the song itself revolves around talking out to the DJ on the radio. I love this because the other thing that Suga has mentioned since pre-debut is his dream of being a DJ on the radio, especially a late-night DJ with a calm and soothing voice. And I think that his verse in this song really captures that feeling. Although Tablo wrote the rest of the song, Suga wrote his own verse. In it, Suga speaks in the first person, but not as himself or a DJ, but rather as a personification of music itself. It's hard to narrow down the lyrics and not just quote his whole verse. I think my favorite lyrics from his first stanza are, "I'm a piece of a corner in your life, a companion of your emotions, sometimes family." And then really, the second stanza is where it gets poetic, and I just love the whole thing. He raps, "That's right, to someone I am spring, to another winter, to someone the end, to another the beginning, to someone I'm happiness, to another soul, to someone a lullaby, sometimes just noise. I'll stay with you, through your beginning and your end. Always remember that wherever you go, we are together. I'll always comfort your life, so please lean on me and rest sometimes." Here, Suga really captures the beauty that is music, how the subjectivity of the medium means that it can be many things to many people. It can be interpreted differently, felt differently, depending on the listener's circumstances, their heart, their tastes. But also, the breadth of the range of forms that music takes means that regardless of your taste, there's music for you out there. Someone's lullaby might be your noise, but likewise, someone else's noise might be your happiness. Even the descriptor of noise itself doesn't have to be negative. I can't help but think of the times when someone might turn on music just to have a sound to keep them company while they're feeling alone in a silent place. One might think of J-Hope singing Permission to Dance as he walked through an empty Hybe building at night, because maybe he was just a little bit afraid of being alone in a big empty building late at night, and he needed not only millions of viewers of a live stream watching him make it safely to his studio, but also a little song to keep his spirits up on the way to the elevator. The line, "I'll stay with you through your beginning and your end," is a theme also echoed in Suga's song First Love, which is about his relationship with music. In that song, a similar line is said by Suga speaking on behalf of his piano and the music in his life that the piano represented. For Suga, his life is indivisible from music. He found music when he was young, and even at times when he tried to turn away from it, he ended up back with it as his constant companion. You may say that Suga's a musician, so of course music would be entrenched in his life. But I'd argue that even if Suga weren't a musician, that would still be the case, because we see that he's the type of person to turn to music for comfort, even if it's just listening to it, not writing it. When Tablo was on Sushita, he mentioned that after he and Suga became friends, Suga would text him whenever he was listening to Epic High albums and tell him about how the songs were helping him through a rough time. Suga confirmed the story, going even further to explain that when he's feeling low, he often listens through Epic High's discography for comfort. I think that even if Suga didn't have the phone number of the artist, he would still be the type of person to listen to music in search of comfort and someone whose lyricism and life experience can offer understanding and thoughtfulness. For Suga, music is a job, so it's a source of stress, but it's also a place where he can find rest from the stress when he needs it. In other words, music is both a winter and a spring, but fundamentally, it's a companion that will be with him until the end. Lee Sora ends the song with Tablo's lyrics, "Rain is falling again outside the window. At times like this, you always come to mind. Sleep doesn't come. I can't seem to do anything about it." That last line is one where genius differs quite a bit from Bangtan Subs, which was my source for the lyrics as I've read them until now. On Genius, they translate that last line to, "Maybe that's just how it's meant to be." Papago and Google Translate both interpret it as, "I guess I can't help it." And one has to question whether Tablo too is writing about music and not a person at all, that in the silence of nights, with only the sound of rain, which might itself just be a metaphor for melancholy, maybe it's not a lost lover we're thinking of, but instead we're thinking about music and how we might make a song request for a lullaby, because we can't help it, or that's just the way it's meant to be. It was fun to revisit this song. It was one of my first songs I heard when I became ARMY in 2019. Just the way my random exploration of different videos worked out, I believe it was the first non-BTS song featuring a BTS member that I ever heard, and it's still one of my favorites. If you have any of your own thoughts about the song, please reach out. And now it's time to spin the random number generator that picks out next week's song. And the winner is Begin from BTS's album Wings in 2016. This is JK's first solo song. It's going to be excellent to look into it. I always say the song is one of my favorites, so that's kind of a bit repetitive. All these songs are some of my favorites. But Begin is obviously a very, very special song for Jungkook, for BTS, and for ARMY. So I look forward to discussing it next week. And just a reminder that I have all the songs that I discuss, the MVs associated with them, any performances mentioned in a playlist on my YouTube channel, which is at A Brand New Day Pod. And that brings us to the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to discuss this episode, today's song, or have a say in what song gets selected for discussion in the future, you can find me over at Patreon at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com or find me on Blue Sky under A Brand New Day Pod. Thanks. Have a good rest of your day.